Welcome to Network Marketing Breakthroughs Podcast with Rob Sperry, where you will hear stories and strategies to help increase sales in your business. Let's level up your network marketing business with your host, Rob Sperry.
Oh, we're so excited for you guys to join us on this live. It's so fun. Every single year I've done this where I get to provide just free value to the network marketing profession. I think this is the fifth year doing this. And Coach Fryer has done so many on his own as well, which is incredible. So this year we said, you know what? Let's go fast and furious and let's do this thing together and help you out. How to recruit 7 in 30. Now, how did we come up with this magical number? Because sometimes it's going to be a little bit more and other times it's going to be a little bit less. But there is a formula. There is a method to this madness as you go about and how to set this up properly and how to make this happen. We're not going to give you any false promises. We're not going to give you any empty hope. We've been through the lowest of lows. People hear it like the highlight reel. I was the number one recruiter out of a million distributors. I built my business in 40 countries. But what they don't hear is my fifth month in the business, I made less than $400 for the month. Okay. And I was working 80 hours a week. I could have gone to work at McDonald's making minimum wage and I would have been filthy rich. And so for me, when I started, I still remember, like, is this thing really work? Is there really a system? Did other people just get lucky? I remember all those fears. I remember when that check came in, because I transitioned way too soon full-time. My wife's like, is this going to work? And I remember saying, uh-huh. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, I don't know if this thing's ever going to work for me. I'm an introvert. I don't naturally have the style. I don't naturally have the personality. Now I got to provide for the family. I got all these big goals, dreams, ambitions. I had two kids at the time. Then I learned about duplication. So now I got four kids, right? My frontline comp plan's maxed out, four and no more, which you'll hear from Coach Fryer. He's got the same comp plan here, but you'll hear from him in a second. So our ultimate goal today is we want to help you to have that personal growth. But more importantly, as people talk about recruiting, but we want efficient recruiting. And we're going to simplify this entire process for you because one of the big themes we talk about is there's two questions everyone asks themselves. It's your new prospects ask this when they're looking at joining. Your customers ask this when they look at buying. You ask this when you look at hitting that next rank. Number one, you're going to want to write this down. Can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do what they're teaching me? Can I do what my upline leaders are teaching me? Can I do what Coach Fryer and Rob are teaching me? Can I do it? Can I join, right? People are asking that when they're looking at joining you. And number two is the harder one to answer. Is it worth it? Sure, I could do it, but do I want to get rejected by friends and family, right? Oh, that's so painful. Do I want to put myself out there on social media? We're going to give you guys some massive success stories that we've had, not just old stories. We have more and more every single day, new success stories of people that are following our social media strategies and systems. They work. And we're going to give you guys some of those secret sauce. I think you got to say secret sauce if you're in network marketing. You got to use some of the fun little lingo. But I want to kick it over to Coach Fryer. Have you guys hear a quick background story on him and have him give you a little bit of what we're focused on and what we're talking about right now for all of you guys to take your business to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, could we not use secret sauce for network marketers? I mean, if you're in network marketing, you have to use secret sauce. I mean, I think that that's just a staple. It's part of our vocabulary. Well, Rob, I'm fired up, man. Super excited to impact the folks who are going to be tuning in this training. I mean, I'm just super, super excited. We're going to over deliver. We've got so much content to share. And I'm excited. So as Rob just shared, you guys are commenting down below. I want to hear real quick in the comments down below on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not excited, 10 being beyond excited. How excited are you to get this training? Rob and I are super grateful to be here serving you guys. So my quick backstory, Rob talked a little bit about his story and I was just laughing, right? Four kids, number one recruiter out of a million distributors. It's like, you know, some of the highlights of my career, right? My last company, I was a number four income earner, built 100% on social media. And that's the cool stuff, right? Impacted tens of thousands of folks and all the cool things, 700 plus customers. But what they don't see, right, Rob, is what happened before that, right? Which was the 6.5 to 7 years of struggling, of not making money really at all. $0 in profit my first 4 years in network marketing, right? A lot of people say, well, why did you continue, Coach Fryer? Why did you continue to move forward and get out there and believe in this? And I was like, well, here's the reality. The reality is I saw someone else do it. And I'm of the belief that what one person can do, so can another. So I knew that it wasn't the profession. It wasn't the products. It was me. I had to increase my level of skill. I had to increase my level of mindset and mentality and continue to learn and grow. But most importantly, I had to focus on taking action, right? Because what's that quote that, you know, our best teacher is our last mistake. And so I had to be willing to go out there and just continue to make mistakes. And that is how I learned the fastest. And so I want to encourage you as you're listening to this today that we all make mistakes, right? We're going to continue to make mistakes, but those are the best learning lessons, okay? A lot of people out there are afraid to take action. We're going to give you lots of great strategies today, but don't be afraid to take action, right? Failing is part of succeeding. You can't succeed without failing. So just keep that in mind. So let's talk a little bit about mindset and it being your absolute power tool. Rob and I have helped so many folks over the years in this incredible profession. And, you know, when they come to us for help, you know, they come to us and ask questions. You know, we ask them, you know, what are you struggling with most? What are you looking? Well, you know, where are some areas that you need help with most? And this is the language that they tell us, right, Rob? You could probably attest to this. They say, well, Coach Fryer, well, Rob, I need more recruits. I need more customers. I need more serious business builders. I need to get more sales, right? This is just the language, the mentality. And Rob and I are like, wait, slow your roll. Right? You might need that, but the reality is if we can help you identify and remove the word need first and foremost, right? Because need is coming from a place of desperation and trying to grow your network marketing business out of desperation. I mean, your prospects, they can feel that energy. They can sense that in your tone of voice. They can sense that in your social media posts. They can sense that in your conversations in Messenger. Right. So what we need to first start by doing is shift from, right, I need, or what do I need, to what? How can I serve? How can I help? How can I best show up? So these are just a simple mindset shift. If you ultimately want to recruit, right? Okay. 7 to the next 30. This is where we have to start. Rob, would you agree?
100%. And I look at it. And as we're looking at mindset, and we'll move on to becoming a magnet, it's such a simple change. But the analogy I always like to give is let's just say you turn the radio on for whatever reason, you're not listening to your music on your phone. You pop it on and you're on 103.3 and everything's just static. Like, what's wrong? I'm so far off. That's how we feel in life oftentimes. But it's that little fine tune. And now all of a sudden you're on 103.5 and the music is crystal clear. And so those things make all the difference. It's, people can just sense desperation. And so when you shift that perspective, it can make a massive difference. Now, there's also a big misinterpretation with attraction marketing. And both of us are huge proponents of teaching attraction marketing. But one of the misconceptions is people just think you're just going to make a post and all of a sudden the inbox is just flooded. And all these people, look, if that were the case and it were that easy, someone would legit be making astronomical amounts of money just by saying, hey, everybody do this, and then everybody would do it. But then it wouldn't work because everybody would catch on. So it's much more delicate. It's much deeper than that. And I'm not going to go into it right now, but Coach Fryer goes into his branding strategy and goes in through layers and layers and layers of depth on specifically what to do. But I want to give you some of that information from a high level right now, because we want to give you takeaways of things that you can take away and you can implement. So I want you to think about a couple of things. Number one is we always teach successful people just do the basics better. So let's start basic. Attraction marketing is more than just people coming to you. Yes, it is people coming to you. Okay, that is part of the strategy. But think of this. When you can get deliberate with your content on a regular basis, and all of a sudden you have it dialed in, it's not going to happen on the first post, second post, or first try, or even first month or second month. But when you get that dialed in, and we've seen this time and time again, I'm going to give you guys an example here in just a second. All of the sudden now, you are warming up those potential leads. So now when you do reach outs, instead of having let's just use an example, one out of 15 that join your business or buy your products, let's just say it's 2 out of 15. That may not seem like a lot, but you just doubled your numbers by being deliberate with your content. And so without, because that's like a whole, you know, 45 minute training Coach Fryer does, without going into that, one of the things that you can do is, yes, post consistent content. Okay. Consistent content. And as you're creating this consistent content and posting it daily, you can go back and you can do an audit and you can look at your last 30 posts and you can say, okay, which ones are the top 3 to 5 and which ones are the bottom 3 to 5? Imagine if you did this every single month. All of a sudden you start getting more deliberate. Again, you got to make those little fine tunes and changes, and you got to adapt a little bit and improve just a little by little. And if you did this every single month, eventually, right, with help, you will get this dialed in so well that you'll start to generate more leads. You'll start to have more people reach out to you. You'll start to have some of those unicorn posts that just go crazy. Those aren't all the time, right? That's why they're called unicorn posts. And then also, as you do your normal reach outs, which we're going to go later into a blitz strategy that we have that will help you out, you're going to start to see more people say yes to you with your content. And I love this example. And this is just to give you hope more than anything else, because a lot of people write, can I do it? Is it worth it? This is one of those, yes, you can do it. Coach Fryer and I have been working with Logan, absolutely incredible. One of those, like, you tell her what to do and she just does it. And the point of this is because in the beginning, right, she talks about how she didn't have a huge social media following. And then all of a sudden now she's got 1600 plus new followers. That's just Facebook. Instagram, she has 1700 new followers. She's ready. I think she said the other day in her webinar, she closed with, it was like 3 or 4X her best month ever. And she was one of those skeptics again of saying, oh, it doesn't work. That's why we're so passionate about doing these, to help you of, yes, it works if you work. Training doesn't work, work trains, and we're trainers. We're telling you that because you can't become a professional pianist from, oh, I watched 1,000 YouTube videos. You got to fail forward. You got to take more action. There are too many broke know-it-alls. I was one of those in network marketing, where they know everything. Oh, the comp plan pays 72.69 ways, and I know all the secret magical ingredients and all the pending patents and all of this and that. And I know all the leaders and I know the owners and their kids' names and their birthdays and all that stuff. And it's like, you got to take massive action. So we're trying to take this content for you right now and simplify it for you so you take action. You already learned something on mindset, shift on something to do exactly. You already learned right now of just doing consistent content, which you've already known. Now it's challenging you to do it. And if you are doing it, doing an audit every single month. Never, ever, ever let a month go by where you don't do an audit. So Coach Fryer, you just crushed it on helping so many people with recruiting. You're a master at social media, the best of the best in the entire industry. And so I'm excited to, you know, even though I know your stuff, like, you always come up with like new ways of saying it. So I'm always excited. Like, I'm just like learning.
We got to keep it fresh, right? I mean, there's folks out there who have followed us for years and years and years and years. And there's folks, Rob, they're literally watching us right now that have never seen us, never heard of us. They're sitting there like, why should we listen to these two good looking sharp guys, right? Like it's all good. So we got to keep it light. We got to keep it fun. So lots of great stuff so far. We want to hear from you in the comments. Drop us a heart emoji if you're getting some value so far. We're just getting into the good stuff here. We've got so much more to share. But, you know, over the years, Rob, I was taught early on, and then I implemented myself, that there were two different ways to recruit. And I want to first start off with one of the biggest challenges of why I feel, and Rob, you probably agree, why most struggle with recruiting, because they think that because they've joined a company and now they have a product or two or 100, right, to promote, that they can just go to social media, make a few posts, right, and recruit 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people, right? Unfortunately, that's not how it works, right? There's a lot of variables, I like to say. There's a lot of variables. And so you, if you're listening to this, you can't sit here and compare yourself to your sponsor, your upline, someone else that can just go make a post on social media and get like 10 new customers. It's just not that simple, right? There's a lot of variables. And some of those variables are, right, existing networks, more trust already with their audience and maybe what you have, you know, a higher level of skill, like with their wording, with all that, you know, there's so many variables. So number one, you cannot think that just going to social media and posting about your products or business, that's how you're going to recruit. Okay. Now I will give you some hope here. Ultimately, this is what Rob and I would love to help you get to that point to where you can literally go out there, create a curiosity post, do a reel, do a live video, right? You know, whatever that is, and generate 5 leads, 10 leads, 25 leads, whatever. But that comes with time and that comes with trust. So this leads me to this particular slide is there is two different ways to recruit. And in my opinion, Rob would agree, you have to do a healthy combination of both, okay? The first is active recruiting, okay? This may or may not be your favorite thing to do, but this is where we have all had to start. Ask your leaders, ask your upline, ask other successful people in your company, right? They've all had to start with actively recruiting. What does actively recruiting mean? Well, active recruiting is something that you can control. Write that down. Actively recruiting, this is something that I can control. What does that mean, Coach Fryer? That means that you can control the amount of people you reach out to every day, the amount of people you expose to your product and business every day, the amount of people you expose to a 5-minute video or an ATM group or whatever that might be, a personal invite to an overview, opportunity Zoom, whatever. Those are things that you can control, whether or not how many people you reach out to, right? Show people the plan, expose them to products or business, okay? The passive way to recruit is something that is not guaranteed. Write that down. Passive recruiting, right? This is not guaranteed, but can be predictable with improved skill. What does that mean? Well, the better you get at reels, the better you get at creating storytelling posts, and the better you get at creating curiosity posts, the more you can predict leads generated, okay? So I'm going to finish with this and then kick it back to Rob. Is there every single one of you are going to be in a different place in your business. Some of you are just getting started. Some of you have a team of 5. Some of you have a team of 25, 50, 100. Some of you have a massive team already. No matter what your rank, title, or income is, I feel that there should always be a healthy combination of actively recruiting, okay, and building the passive way to recruit in the background until the passive way catches up to the active form of recruiting. It's not one or the other. It's a healthy combination of both.
Yeah. And I'll cover these next 2 points here, because I think you cover the other one. I think it just goes perfectly with it. But going along with that is too many people confuse being busy with being productive. And so in their minds, like, what's the hardest thing to do? It's make those new reach outs. What's a reach out? Making a direct invite. What's a direct invite? In inviting someone to look at your business, to look at your products/services. And that's the most painful. Why? Because you can get rejection and nobody loves rejection, or at least most people don't. If you do, congrats, you're crazy. And I love it, right? But even me, I never got to the point where I was like, yes, I'm so glad my friend just rejected me. Like, I never, ever loved that. And so with that being said, that's why it's so important that we teach 80% of your time should be spent on talking to brand new people about your business or products. And if you have people coming to you, that's great. But if not, then you need to make it happen. You need to be the architect of your business. Design what you want. Don't be the firefighter that just reacts. Otherwise, you will not get what you're looking for. And too many people do that. They're like, well, I worked 30 hours. Comp plan could care less. Comp plan doesn't care if you work 2 hours or 30 hours. I know people that work for 2 hours a week that do way more than people that work 40 hours a week because they're focusing on the money-making activities, the income-producing activities. So this is a very simple hack for all of you. Now, you've probably heard this before. Are you doing it? And if you say you're doing it, how often are you doing it? How often is it scheduled? It shouldn't be something that you just do. It should be scheduled. It should be planned. So with this is activity management. This is success management. There's only so many hours in a day, right? So it's how you utilize time, which is the most precious thing we have on this earth. So focus on doing blitz hours. What's a blitz? A blitz is an all-out massive amount of action, a short burst of time typically, right? Think of a sprinter. There's a difference between a sprinter and a marathon runner, right? There are times to walk in this business, times to crawl, times to jog, and times to sprint. I don't know anyone that's had true long-lasting success, unless they got lucky, I don't count that, without doing a version of blitzes where they go crazy. Now, inside that blitz, and we recommend that you do a minimum, right? If you're an overachiever, you can do it more often. You can do it a little bit longer, but a minimum of 1 hour where you're focused on making those direct new invites, reaching out to people, yes, about your business or products. Like, think about this. You want to go get the highest rank, and what do we do? How many new people did you reach out to? And I'm just giving an example. It may not be you. Oh, I worked really hard. Yeah, but how many new people? I worked 30 hours a week, so I worked 120 hours. But how many new people did you reach out to? Well, I'm not sure. Guess. I don't know, 8 or 9. How are you supposed to build the business you want with reaching out to 8 or 9? That's like hoping and praying that you get lucky and one person says yes, and you're hoping they do the work that you're not doing, right? What you do well duplicates sometimes. What you do poorly almost always duplicates. And so when you're doing these blitz hours, 25 plus reach outs, 10 plus exposures and invites, then yes, the fortune's in the follow-ups. So make sure we're consistently following up. I would say once a week, you pick at least an hour. I would say once a month that you hyper-focus for 2 to 3 days. Now, some of you are like, but Rob, I work 40 hours a week. That's okay. Hyper-focus means whatever you can give that's extra. So maybe you can move where you normally do carpool for the kids and you move carpool that day. Maybe you can get off work a little bit earlier. Maybe you're just more effective with your time, right? Whatever extra you can give. So for you, a normal day is you work 30 minutes. Maybe for 2 or 3 days, you can only do 2 hours. Some of you, it's way more than that. But the point is giving more and hyper-focusing on making those new invites. Because what's going to happen? Law of averages says now you're making more new invites. You're naturally going to have a couple people that say yes from that, right? It may not happen right away, but eventually you will. You're busting through those numbers quicker. You're failing forward faster. All of a sudden, that's going to give you more credibility. It's going to give you more energy, more excitement. And then that's going to transfer that energy and belief when you talk to other people. Success brings more success, just as failure brings more failure. So we're trying to get out of the failure and fail forward faster so that we can have more success. And I'm telling you, if you take anything from what we're doing, I know you've heard different variations of this, and people act like they roll their eyes, right? Like, I know, I do this. No, like, show me. Show me in your calendar. When do you do it? How long do you do it? How often do you do it? Is it scheduled? So I know you know this, but I'm just crazy, crazy passionate about this because I just don't know of a leader that's had true success that hasn't done a variation or a version of some sort of blitz on a regular basis.
Yeah, so good. So good. Rob, I literally, just to kind of segue off that, I literally, right before we did this, I just got off the a call with one of our clients, and this client had a tough December, enrolled one person, and thought they were working really, really hard, but the results just didn't transpire. And so this piggybacks right off of you were just talking about. And this one particular client decided to go on a blitz, Rob. And the reality is the end result after last month's numbers just came in. This person grew by 3,000 followers, okay, and enrolled 10 new people into the business. But to segue back off of that from this particular slide, is there are different seasons of this business, right? There are seasons to, like you just said, to walk, to crawl, to jog, to sprint. Well, this client decided to sprint last month, right? To absolutely blitz like 2, 3, 4, 5X the numbers as far as what she was doing, reach outs, exposures, invites, follow-ups, content creation. And the result was 10 new recruits, which I think is super, super powerful. So, you know, is something like that sustainable for an entire year? I don't think so. But, you know, there are different times, each of you who are watching right now, there's different times. You might be in a time right now where you have the time, energy, and effort to just go on a blitz. We definitely encourage that. There are others of you that, you know, right now it's a little chaotic, a little crazy, and you're more of the, you know, getting by doing the minimums, and that's fine too. But get ready and prepare for that next season of growth. Okay. So super, super powerful. I'm gonna piggyback again off that the activity management, Rob. I my book that I wrote a couple of years ago, I talked about, people were like, well, I just need more time. I just need more time. I don't have enough time in the day. And it's like, no. You're mismanaging the time that you do have. And instead of thinking time management, on the last slide, we talked about activity management. Okay. It's not about managing your time. It's about managing the activities that you are doing with the time that you do have. So Rob talked about, you've got 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, 45 minutes or an hour a day. It's not necessarily about how much time you have. It's what you're getting done in that time frame. Rob, you're probably one of the two or three people that I know on this planet that do an exceptional job of managing your activities with the time you're given. You're a busy guy, right? You got four kids. I got four kids. They're all in extracurricular activities. Who are watching this, probably similar scenarios. You're busy, right? You're working, all these extra things going on. What is that time commitment you're going to make, first of all, right? And then what activities will you commit to during that time? So lots of good stuff. Rob, you're one of the masters at building your network, starting with mutual contacts, one of the best networkers I know, right? You talk a lot about it in the game of networking. Why don't you touch on this slide real quick and I'll handle the next one.
Yeah, sounds good. So when you start, people always want to jump to, and some people don't like hearing this, want to jump to like cold contacts, anybody they don't know. And just think about this. It's much less likely that those people are going to say no. The people that say they want to start there, it's because of their lack of belief. Because if you knew for sure, you don't know, you can't guarantee. This is just an example for psychology's sake. If you knew that the person that signs up with you is going to make, say, $10,000, it's not a guarantee or promise. This is just a scenario to help you. How passionate would you be about talking to your friends and family? Very passionate. Because you don't know, you can't handle the rejection from friends and family, from people that are mutual contacts. So you naturally just say, well, they're negative, right? That's a cop-out. And you end up going to everyone else you know. Now, look, we teach, and we'll continue to teach here in a second, on how to expand your network. Because, of course, we don't want it just to be, hey, you're just going to talk to your friends and family. And they say no, talk to them again in a month, in 2 months. And you're going to be part of the NFL, the No Friends League, the No Friends Left network. And so
the No Fun Club, right?
One of those. Yeah, it's an exclusive club we don't want you to be part of. You can be real human beings. You can still be bold. But I always like to start with people that you know. And as you start with people that you know, you have a sense of trust. You have a sense of familiarity. They're more likely to take a look. And if you feel like they're not, studies and stats show that is 100% wrong. And that's your lack of belief. So we're not limiting it to that, right? We're balancing a little bit of old school and new school, timeless principles to help you have success. And I also believe you're declaring to yourself and the world your commitment that you're going to do whatever it takes. Because people are like, oh, when I make X amount, I'm going to approach so-and-so. No, you won't. That doesn't typically happen. So start there. And then eventually, when you have some people that you know that say yes, you think of mutual people you know together, because what influences people is what other people are doing, and especially what other friends are doing. We see this all the time in culture. And so that's a very simple way to always look and build your network. It doesn't matter if you're brand new or you've been in this 3 or 4 years. Like, people always like, I ran out of contacts. And even though we're social media experts and that's our main focus on expanding your network, we still want to teach some of the old school principles on top of that because they work. Go to your phone, pull out your phone and look at it. And as you look at it, go through your contacts, look at your first 50 contacts. And how many of those, they don't count if they're in your business, how many of those have you reached out to in the last 6 months? Vast majority of the time, it's almost always less than 15%. I mean, I've spoken in 23 countries. It's always less than 15%. There's some exceptions, but it's always less than 15%. So that's what I would say is a simple, just old school, timeless principle that we can't forget about.
Yeah. I think a lot of folks would avoid that or have avoided that, right, Rob? Just because of, like you talked about earlier, the fear of rejection and all those things. So I love it. So let's talk a little bit about leveraging social proof. This is, you know, when it comes to recruiting and us helping you recruit 7 in the next 30, you know, when it comes to social media specifically, and what I call social proof, you might call it testimonials or stories or success stories or, you know, whatever that looks like. This is ultimately going to be your number one way to attract potential recruits, whether that be customers or business builders, depending upon what your focus is on building. But people are going to follow the crowd. What does that mean? People are going to follow others who are experiencing a result that they also want to experience. Okay. And so what is a, what is social proof? This is ultimately, right, Rob, when folks come to us, they want to work with us. It's like, yes, we want to help you grow your audience, your business, recruits and all that stuff. But I want you all to just sit there and dream with me, right? I want you all to just imagine this for just a moment. Okay. In 6 to 12 months from now, you will have helped an additional 25, 50, 100 customers. You will have enrolled 7, 14, 21, 30 new business builders. And you are going to comprise what we call a lot of great social proof. So that in 6 to 12 months from now, when it comes to creating social media content, posts, in your stories, reels, whatever, what is the simplest, fastest, most effective way to recruit new customers, recruit new teammates? In my opinion, in this day and age right now in social media, it's social proof. Because go back to what Rob talked about earlier on, the two questions people are asking themselves. Can I do it? Well, your social proof is going to literally show them that other people are doing it, right? And then is it worth it? You see, this is going to help remove and break down a lot of mental barriers in your potential prospects' minds when you leverage social proof. Think about a lot of the social media content you consume right now. You probably enjoy some of their content or follow other coaches or influencers, whatever, because of the results they're helping others achieve. Again, these are just some simple examples of social proof, and you can recreate for yourself. But, the one on the left there from Jake inside the mastermind says, I was just telling Coach Friday this happened yesterday on my 15th day in the mastermind. He said, I woke up to a message in my inbox. It's someone I don't know personally saying they want more information on what I'm doing. Think about that. Think about that. How many people out there in the profession want people in their inbox when they wake up wanting more information about what they're doing? Every single one of you, right? You just raise your hand. Say me in the comments if that's you. Of course, that's what you want. So for me, this is something I leverage this as social proof of how we've helped someone generate their first message with a curiosity post or whatever, right? Waking up to new messages in their inbox. Another form of social proof is, this is just a clip of a reel that I did, right? Very, very simple, but another form of social proof. Another great form of social proof on the left, an actual testimonial, right, of someone actually writing this in the comments section of a post or a video about Rob and how he helped her, right, with live video. 18,000 views in just 2 months. It's super powerful. So I would encourage each and every one of you, I'm sure you have a couple of customers, and if you don't quite yet have customers yet or teammates, maybe you have a team group, a team page that you can leverage and screenshot some examples, but leveraging social proof in your social media content is one of the simplest, fastest ways to initiate new conversations with new prospects.
And going along with that, for all of you guys, some of you are like, well, I don't have the results yet. Look, you do. You do. You have some sort of results because somebody on your team does. There's other testimonials that are sidelined. Yep. So leverage some of those results, right? Be compliant with your company. I know it's like a wide range of what's compliant and what's not, but it makes such a huge difference. And go out and create some. Now, I'm going to cover this real quickly and I'll turn it back to Friar, but either you're a reporter or you're an expert. So part of crafting your bold story is an expert, right? You're an expert on something. It doesn't matter if you're an expert specifically on your products, you're an expert because maybe you feel like you got the credibility. You've done well outside of network marketing. Maybe you've done extremely well inside network marketing. But either you're the expert, right? And so that's part of the boldness. The world loves boldness. It makes people curious. It's contagious. And many of you are too scared to be bold because you feel like, I don't have the credibility. I don't have the confidence. But you can either be that expert, or if you feel like you have imposter syndrome and you're not worthy and you don't quite yet have that credibility, you don't want to come off as fake, be bold being the reporter. The reporter is like, let's say I know nothing about social media. Let's say on a scale 1 to 10, I'm a 3 and Coach Friar is a 10, right? And I just share this incredible content that he posts and he's got his top 3 points. Well, I can list Coach Fryer, right? I was just listening to one of my mentors, Coach Fryer, and he just said his top three tips for doing Facebook Lives are 1, 2, 3, bam. And then I'm reporting what someone else says, and that helps me to create a bold story without being fake. And then I can give my opinion and say, I love those three tips. One tip that I would add that I've seen that's really helpful is all of a sudden I've added one tip out of the four, only 25%, but I borrowed credibility from an expert, from a legend, and now it's shared credibility. It helps me to create that compelling narrative. The other thing you can do is go start doing interviews. Do interviews with other people that are inside your company that are successful. Do interviews with people outside of your company you've made friends that are successful. Because as you do this, right, this is borrowed credibility or leveraging your own credibility, depending on if you're the reporter or the expert. This helps you to be seen. This helps you. Attention is the number one currency of marketing. This helps you to create more attention as somebody with credibility.
Yeah, so good. So good. So who wants to learn a couple of my biggest secrets when it comes to content creation and batching content creation? This is one of my favorite things to do. And as we all know, there are so many types of content out there. So I want to just share a couple of simple social media thoughts with you. Number one, you know, Rob and I strongly believe, yes, we love that there are multiple social media platforms out there. Yes, we are big believers in repurposing your content to multiple platforms. Yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. But there are a big percentage of you right now who are on 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 different platforms right now, and your results aren't as great as you would hope. And so I want to give you just a simple thought, and that's to, you know, focus on one platform until you improve your area of skill in creating better content, generating leads, and closing some more recruits, more sales. And then as you continue to go down that path, you can then leverage and start batching your content creation. Rob, a couple of my favorite content creation strategies as far as batching is, this is a secret that I think you use as well. And these are simple things. But number one, for those of you who are on Facebook, where's all my Facebook fam, right? Facebook down in the comments, right? Is this really cool thing called memories, right? Memories. Some of us have been around a long time on Facebook. And so if you're not on Facebook, maybe just plug your ears for this one. But for those of you who are on Facebook, you've created content for the last year, 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, some of us 11 or 12 years now. And every single day, this is something that I do, Rob, I think you do as well, is I always look at my memories just real quick, just get a quick glimpse of content that I've created in the past that did very well, that I can repurpose and post again, right? I would consider this under the batch content creation because this is something I didn't have to really think about to recreate. The second tip I want to give is something along the lines of, you know, I'm a big fan of reels and short form video and how that can help you produce more conversations, more leads. But Rob, something simple that I do is, you know, I get asked all the time, Coach Fry, you're doing 1 to 2 reels a day. Like that's 30 to 60 reels a month. Like where in the heck are you getting the time to do all this stuff? And it's simple. I'm batching. For example, every single Monday, I carve out 1.5 hours on my calendar. It's literally blocked off so nothing else can happen. And I literally pump out anywhere from 10, 15, sometimes 20 reels on one day. And then now I have content for the next 1 to 2 weeks. And so this is a simple way for you to kind of get ahead of the curve here, right? And not feel like you got to get dressed up and fancy and make reels every day because that's the last thing you need to be doing, right? Income producing activities. But this is something you can front load, put it on your calendar and batch create all at once. Going to save you a lot of time and help you get more leads as you continue on.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to keep it super simple for you guys, but also give you guys action steps as we go. And so there's a couple things right here. I mean, success strategies for building like genuine relationships. We call it the conversational approach as you go. Too many people, it's like, it's just the way that they say it.
Transactional.
It's commission breath. It's like, would you be open to making more money? And of course everyone is. And I'm not saying that's wrong. It's just sometimes it's the delivery. If it's a voice message as you go and as you say things, like literally questions are the answers. And when you're more conversational and you ask questions, like for example, if you found somebody in a Facebook group and it's a hiking Facebook group and you made friends with them there, hey, what do you do with all your hiking that you love doing? Like, what do you take as far as supplements go? If I'm a health and wellness company, super simple. It's very conversational. So you make a list of 5 to 10 conversational questions that you can create that are transitional questions. So do you see how if I were a health and wellness company, right? If I ask somebody a question like that, they're typically going to ask me back. And this helps the direction of the conversation. Now, some people are like, well, what if they don't ask me back? So what? I've opened the door now, right? Because some people still just love talking about themselves, so they don't ask questions. I've opened the door now where it's much more appropriate, right? And the timing is much better to now directly ask them. Well, that's great. They didn't ask me about it. You know, this is the product I love. I've been taking, right? And then you tell them they should take a look at this. You should check this out. So as you go, I get it can be scary. There is no one size fits all. Some of you are like, well, I wouldn't say like, that's okay. I'm teaching you principles. Coach Fryer's teaching you principles. And then you got to adopt your personnel and your language to who you're talking to. But does everything come back to? Spend 80% of your time talking to brand new people, making direct new invites about your products or your business. This is what it all comes back to. We're trying to help give you the confidence. We're trying to help give you different strategies and techniques. But the overlying principle is we have got to take more action in network marketing. Too many people make the plan for the plan of the plan of the plan of the plan of the plan, right? And they take a little bit of action. We want you to take more action, deliberate action, not the wrong action, so you can fail forward faster so that you can taste that success. And I know for you, like, you're really good with this. You got all your like different acronyms. You can probably create a different acronym for this, right? Confidence and credibility. But talk to us a little bit about this, and you can cover more if you want, whatever you want. The great part about this.
I want to add a third C. I want to add a third C. Confidence. So it's the C3 formula. I mean, we're just creating this on the fly, right? Confidence, credibility, and consistency, right? Okay. As it says on the slide, show confidence, leverage, respected figures. You know, Rob shared a couple of great points earlier that, you know, some of you might be watching this right now and you're like, well, Coach Ryan, Rob, I don't have the results that other people have. I don't have as big a team. I don't have the success. I'm not making money yet or a lot of money yet. You know, so I lack confidence. I lack credibility. But one thing you do have control over is your level of consistency, number one. And number two, that you can leverage those who have gone before you. So, you know, this kind of goes back to that mindset slide that we started, right? Like, I don't have this, I don't have that, or I need this, or I need that. You know, start with the mental aspect and approach of this, right? Okay. Instead of, well, I don't have the results. I'm so grateful that I have folks who have gone before me and I can leverage their stories, their successes, their testimonials. So confidence and credibility is powerful. One other thing I want to talk about with confidence, just real quick, go to the next slide, is we are in the business of confidence, of fun, and of having lots of energy, right? One of the compliments I always get, Rob, and I'm an introvert at heart just like you, but you know, when I'm at home in my safe place right here in my basement, in my office, and I'm doing live videos and trainings like this, like people are always just like, Coach Ryan, I love your energy. But like in person, like sometimes I'm like that, but sometimes I'm just kind of chill, right?
Yeah, you're always chill, man. You and I both. People can't hear what we're saying because we're so quiet and chill.
seriously, they're like, hey, are they alive? Like they're just sitting there doing nothing. What's going on? But I want you all to think about this for just a moment. Whether you've signed up one person, no persons, 20 persons, doesn't matter. What can you do to increase your level of confidence every single day, especially before you go out there and create content, especially before you go out there and send your reach out and exposure messages, especially before you go out there and invite your next prospect to the next overview or opportunity Zoom or webinar or overview that you guys have? What can you do to increase your confidence? Okay. Here's one little secret, Rob. I used to do this back in the day. Okay. Are there any Rocky fans tuning in? Just type the word Rocky in the comment section. You know, you can do this with movies. You can do this with songs or whatever, but I chose the Rocky song. I don't know about you, Rob, but every time I hear the Rocky song, right, and he's coming out, I'm just like, man, that fires me up. That increases my energy, my level of confidence immediately. Then I would go prospect people. Then I would go create my live video. Then I would go, you know, invite that next person that I was scared to the opportunity. So these are just simple ways. Tactical things you can literally implement right away to increase confidence and credibility.
Oh, I love when it shrinks the slides. It says keep it simple. So simple, you can't read the simple there. So our goal was to keep it easy for you guys. Just remember, successful people just do the basics better. Think about that in all areas of life. You get the pro golfers, Fryer is a scratch golfer, man. This guy's legit. I'm not a great golfer, but I did observe that the amateurs start putting from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 feet away. And the pros, they go start putting from 3 feet away. I also noticed, like, I was watching Kobe Bryant's warm-up routines. He's literally just holding the ball in one hand, and he's right here next to the basket, and he's just going like this. Like, this is something you do when you're 6 years old. Why? Because successful people just do the basics better. And many of you, you know bits and pieces of this, right? But you got to go back to the beginning. You got to challenge the very basics. You got to challenge the things in the mindset. Anytime a negative thought comes to your mind, I want you writing down three solutions, because you got to train, retrain your brain to work for you rather than against you. I want you to be scheduling those blitzes, right? I want you to batch create some content as we go and being consistent. Those direct new invites as you're doing things. All these little things, and I know much more, but if you're overwhelmed, that's just a choice. You start with one of the things that we've taught so far. You don't have to do them all. And then you can come back and watch and rewatch this to figure out what works best. And I'm going to turn it over here to Coach Fryer. But as I'm doing this, what I want you guys to do is I want you to think of something from this training so far that has been, and we'll wrap this up the next couple of minutes. What's been the most insightful thing? It could be something brand new. It could be a reminder. And drop it in the comments below. This helps us to give us feedback and know what's resonating with you, so it can help us as coaches, as we're always trying to up our game and improve our game as well.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So each of you, I mean, like Rob just said, it's a decision, right? I've always said that, you know, everybody said, oh, I want to make an impact, Coach Fryer. I want to be successful. I want to lead more people. I want to hit the top ranks. Well, all of those things narrow down to what? One thing, a decision. Right. If you truly want to impact and help more people, you're going to make a decision to do so. Right. Success is a decision. Leadership is a decision. Consistency is a decision. So when we talk about immediate action and depth, I want to encourage each of you right now to write down two or three things right now that you have taken from this training that you're going to implement immediately. Right. To go create some depth, to go create some movement. Because right now it probably feels stagnant where you're at right now, right? How do you increase excitement, energy, and results? By immediate action and depth, okay? As far as GNC goes, I've got one other simple thing, Rob. I'll just go through this really, really quickly. For those who are working on social media, I teach this simple system, and I strongly feel this will stand the test of time. And when it comes to social media and building your network marketing business on social media, why? Because you're always going to need a growth strategy. GNC, G stands for growth. You're going to need a strategy to get in front of new people, new eyeballs, more visibility, more awareness. Sitting there posting on Facebook or Instagram to the same 200, 500, 1,000 people for the last 5 years is not doing you any good. You need to get in front of new people. The N stands for nurture. You need to create some content that's going to help take those cold friends and followers, or newer friends and followers, or heck, maybe even stagnant friends and followers, right? And warm them up, right? Social media and success is all about trust, okay? So what content can you create to earn more of their trust? And last but not least, the C stands for conversion. Where do you feel most confident in converting your next recruit? Do you like hanging out in Messenger DMs? Is that where your highest percentage of conversions is? Are you better getting someone on the phone? Are you better getting someone on a Zoom? Everybody's going to be different here. Choose what works best for you. Point people to your strength.
We'll wrap this up for all you guys. I hope you found value so far, and we appreciate you for tuning in, especially those that tuned in all the way until the end. There's so much incredible content that we always want to cover to help you out in this profession. It's changed Coach Fryer's life. It's take my life. Our challenge for you is decide, put in the comments below, what is the one thing that you're going to implement? Because we don't want to be the broke know-it-alls, right? Where we just keep learn. Oh, how hard you work. Oh, I listened to 72 podcasts, right? We'll tell you where you can listen to those. Oh, I watched all these trainings 6 times, but you didn't take any action. And that's why in everything we coach and everything we teach, this is our podcast. It is free, right? We don't even know who listens. None of that incredible. I wish we did, right? They just tell you how many. We don't know who. But we post consistent free content on there where you can get more of us. You can binge. Think of it as like Netflix for network marketing, right? You can just binge listen and get all these incredible strategies where we break down anything and everything to help you out. So it's on every platform for podcasts. the social media money machine, marketing for profit. Same thing, we created an Instagram just for that. Again, it's just pure value to help you out with your social media game. We appreciate all of you. We don't take it lightly for you. One, trusting us to come in your group and train you. Two, for you tuning in and having your attention to help you out in your business. This is once a year we do this to give back to the industry. So thank you so much for tuning in to both Coach Fryer and I. And we hope you guys all have a blessed day. Go out and crush it and go out and take some massive action.
Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to my podcast. If you're loving the podcast, make sure you go smash that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the latest and greatest podcasts. And as always, please go leave a 5-star raving review. And then the last thing I always want to mention to all that listen to podcasts is if you go to www.robsperry.com, I have tons of free content there to help you out to build your network marketing business.